This week in West Virginia history, labor leader Dan Maroney died in Charleston on April 29, 1999, at age 77. A native of Cabin Creek in Kanawha County, he attended East Bank High School, Beckley College, which later became Mountain State University, and Morris Harvey College, which is now the University of Charleston. In 1947, Maroney became a bus driver for the Charleston Transit Company and then Atlantic Greyhound. He was a natural at unionizing other drivers. By the late 1950s, Maroney had become president of Greyhound Local Union 1493 and soon became chairman of the Southern and then the National Council of Local Greyhound Unions. During the 1960 presidential primary in West Virginia, he played an important role in throwing labor support behind John F. Kennedy. As a result, he remained a trusted confidant of the Kennedy family, especially Senator Ted Kennedy. In 1965, Maroney was elected a vice president of the 150,000-member Amalgamated Transit Union, and from 1973 to 81, he was the union's president. Dan Maroney also served as a vice president of the National AFL-CIO and on the board of directors of the Union Labor Life Insurance Company. For more information on Dan Maroney, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.